Hey gang, this is Rob here. We're recording a bonus episode tonight. This is going up the day before the first day of Gen Con. While you're listening to this, Jason and I are probably with my wife riding down to Indianapolis right now in my little car. So hopefully you guys will enjoy this little story. I think Jason is just going to go ahead and start by telling us a tale.
I'm going to tell you a little tale. The name of this episode is Gunslinging Publishers. So you know that something's going on. Well, so two Gen Cons ago, I brought a game called Gunslinging Ramblers to the show. All I wanted to do was get some people's feedback and see what they thought. Ran into a publisher accidentally through Jason Katarski. We were playtesting one of his games, actually Great Heartland Hauling Company.
Hauling, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he said, hey, meet this person. They're cool. And so I met them and kind of hung out for a little bit, showed each other our games, and I didn't think anything of it at first because I thought we were just kind of hanging out. The guy said, hey, send me the rules when you get a chance. I was like, all right, cool. Another publisher contacted me and said, hey, I want to see your game. So I showed it to them. Right after I showed it to him, he immediately pounced on it and was like, I want this game. Here's the deal. Here's what I'm thinking. And then a few days later, I get another email from the original publisher that I showed it to who said, I think I'm interested in this game. Here's what I can offer. Well, at that point, I felt like I was kind of already at least verbally committed to this other publisher.
The second guy you showed it to.
Yeah, to the second guy I showed it to. And, you know, I mean, that guy seemed very excited. And, well, we know how that went. It didn't go great. It went poorly. And I finally took my game back from that publisher. And no hard feelings. I mean, it just didn't work out. That's fine. And I started working on Ramblers again pretty hard. And I ended up taking it back to that first publisher and said, hey, you've done a lot since then. Bought another game. You've worked on other games and stuff. You know, but I got this game and you liked it at one point. Do you think you still like it? Yes, no, check the box. And he was like, I think I do still like it. So we started talking, working together. For the last time at Origins, we actually sat down and played the newest version together with some really good playtesters. And it was great. It went really well. Everybody was really happy. And a couple days after that, I got an email from that publisher who said they would like to buy the game. And hey, we have that publisher on the line. And it's AJ Porfirio from Van Ryder Games. Hey, AJ.
Hello there.
So yeah, you're crazy enough to want to publish one of my games. Like, yeah.
Well, you know, it's a really great game, and I'm excited to be a part of it. So, just first off, I want to put everyone at ease that I will be checking all of Jason's math.
That's a good idea.
Certainly 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So we sort of took a long road to get here, but I'm very excited. So, you know, I think it actually was for the best that it all happened like that.
Yep.
At the time, I had not published anything from another designer.
Correct.
So. Yep. I kind of jumped at it and, you know, it was pretty raw.
It was very raw.
Just being honest. And I think I just didn't know what I didn't know and I didn't have the experience yet. And looking back, I mean, not that I wouldn't have offered for it, but I would have probably just offered to have you send me a copy and evaluate it longer.
Right.
The most recent signing, Salvation Road. I mean, you can ask those guys. You know, I went through several months long evaluation process before I even made them an offer. So I've learned a lot in that time. I know you've learned a lot, and everyone's gotten to follow along with that on the podcast. So that's really cool. But yeah, I mean, you and I have been in contact, you know, these entire 2 years about it, and even after it got signed, you know, of course I was congratulatory and happy for you that it got signed because I thought it was a great game. I think I may have even said, hey, you know, if anything falls through, let me know.
Right.
And lo and behold, you know, that happened. I mean, I think we probably all wish that wouldn't have happened. I mean, you know, but things happen and it did. And you and I guess, found our way back to each other with Gunslinging Ramblers. And we kind of did what I just said I should have done, right? I mean,
yeah.
You came back and I said, yeah, I'm interested. But let's look at things. Well, I mean, yep. One, things had changed. I mean, you guys had started developing the game, and you know, the publisher obviously had a vision for where he thought it should go. And then when you brought it back to me and told me about some of the things, I was a little surprised. I mean, because it wasn't the direction I would have headed, but
right.
That doesn't mean it's necessarily the wrong direction. But I kind of, I guess, steered you back towards what I thought the high points of the game were, and said, hey, remember this? Like, this is what was really good about the game. Why'd you guys take that out, or why'd you guys change that? And, you know, honestly, looking, I mean, maybe there was a good answer.
There wasn't, though. No, there wasn't.
But yeah, I mean, it turned out we were like, you and I were like, we should probably put that back, because that was kind of cool.
Right. And I that's one of the things that's been great is, you know, with the other publisher, I a lot of times felt like we didn't have the same vision for the game. He had kind of a different idea where the game was going. And when you and I first started talking about it again, once I got the game back, it immediately clicked that we had the same vision for the game. And that to me is so important, you know, because you're working really closely with, you know, a publisher on this for a long time. And, you know, I mean, it's important that, first of all, you like that person and working with them. And that was, you know, that was one of the best things I can say about you is that you were congratulatory, even though you were bummed when I sold the game to someone else. But we became friends out of that. Like, just out of that one meeting, we became good friends. And if that hadn't been the case, we probably wouldn't be here today with you publishing the game, you know? And so that's, you know, I'm very thankful for that, because...
Yeah, no, it's definitely true. And I should probably give, I mean, I can't assume that everyone listening knows who I am or who my company is. So I should probably tell people.
Right, right. That.
Yeah, please do.
So I'm the owner of Van Ryder Games, and we currently have two published games in our library with a third on the way. I'll plug that in a minute if you guys don't mind.
Oh no, of course. I was going to if you didn't.
But I have the first game I published was my own design, called If I'm Going Down. It's a zombie game. We won't go there, but it's a zombie game. And the second game is from a couple designers, that designed a game called Tessin, which is a real time, sort of not really a battle game, but sort of a battle game, where you're attacking, you know, trying to save sets of animals, attacking your opponent's animals, and saving them. And that's how you score points, and that's how you win. So I am a publisher that looks for very strong thematic games. Okay? So to me, what a Van Ryder game looks like is if someone asks about one of our games, when I describe it or when someone who owns the game describes it, they're going to say something to the effect of, oh yeah, man, in this game, you know, your back's against the wall and you're shooting down zombies and they're approaching you left and right and you're looking for things on the ground and, you know, eventually you're going to die, but you're just trying to see how many you can take out. As opposed to, you know, maybe a lesser thematic game or a game that is more mechanism central. You might get a totally different description of, oh, hey, here's how this game works. Let me show you, you know, you move these pieces over here and then you do that. And it's letting you collect these resources and then you're turning something in for points. Right. And neither is right or wrong. That's just, you know, I'm a thematic publisher, a publisher of thematic games. And that's kind of what we look at. So, and then, the theme, though, needs to be backed up by great gameplay. So while that's how I would explain the game to someone or pull someone in, then, you know, when they go, oh, man, that sounds really cool. Can you explain more to me about how that game works? Then, you know, you go into teaching the actual gameplay and how that supports the theme. So very much. I mean, to me, a great theme game is one that's integrated well with the mechanics. You can't just have a theme on top of bad mechanics. And I mean, I'm not going to call that a thematic game at all.
Right.
And what you'll hear people say is it has a pasted on theme. So, you know, if that's what I'm hearing for one of our games, then I would feel like we failed at what we're trying to do. So all that to say, and you guys can edit some of that if you feel that's longer. but all that to say is when we sat down and played the game, Jason, you know, I came away, and even during the game, you know, which is a game about gambling and shootouts and drinking whiskey and, you know, throwing around, you know, throwing insults around and laughing, having a good time. I mean, I came away from that game feeling like, hey, we're really kind of, you know, I really felt like we were just kind of sitting around in a saloon playing some poker, and a shootout would happen, and, you know, and we played with Rob and his wife, and it was just awesome. And I mean, like I said, it was raw, but it was the core feeling, that feeling that I looked for was there. And so, and then I had a chance to visit with you guys and got to know you, both, and you could tell you're both really great people. And so that's sort of what my thinking was at the time. And then, you know, all the stuff happened and 2 years later, here we are. We've gone through that sort of evaluation process. Me and you went back and forth on the game several times, tweaked some things, got feedback, and there will be more of that. But I'm excited enough, and I think it's in a good place where I'm ready to go with it.
And one thing too that's been great is you've been very open to feedback from playtesters. We've had some great feedback from playtesters. I know two of the recent ones were Andy Lennox and Chris Kopak. They tested the heck out of it for us. And, you know, and they were the ones who did it at Origins with us. And even at Origins, they still were able to throw out more ideas. And, you know, I think we made some changes on the fly based on ideas people had. And, you know, and that's awesome to be able to work with someone who works that way. You know, I like that because it lets you be kind of free and to test ideas and stuff. And yeah, I mean, I can't think of a better home for this game than Van Ryder because of you guys being so concerned about theme. And this is a game that really does live and die on its theme. I mean, I like to think the mechanics are super solid, but I also want that when you're playing the game that you're really justifying those mechanics to the theme every time. You know, does this feel like, you know, can you justify why you do this in this game based on the theme? And that's a cool standard to try and live to when you're designing the game. So
yeah, and this is, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, this is going to be a game that people are going to show up to game night and be like, hey, what's something fun we can play quick and get this thing rolling? They're going to break out Gunslinger Ramblers. Or and maybe it's they just played a 2 or 3 hour brain burner. Right. And they're like, oh, man, we need to let's crack the beer and pretzels and do something fun. You're going to get this to finish the night, and everyone's going to go home having laughed and had a good time and hopefully wanting to play it again the next time. That's how I feel about the game. So
that's great.
I'm really excited for it.
Cool.
Awesome. So one of the things I think we can highlight, and you tell me if we can't, but this is a game that, so you've got, right now you have Hostage Negotiator on Kickstarter, and it's just killing it. It's doing very well on Kickstarter. When you guys hear this, I think the Kickstarter actually would have just finished. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think there's like 5 days left now, so probably we'll just have wrapped up.
Yep, so... but it's done very, very well. You've had to add lots of new goals to keep it moving because there have been you guys keep blowing the goals out of the water, and that's just awesome. And you know, it was great because it's a solo game. And I know you were a little nervous, right? Because you didn't really know what to expect because it was a solo game going out there, and it wasn't like 1 to 5 players; it was one player, you know. And yeah. Man, people just embraced it. People just embraced it. You know, I think one of the things you've done so much testing and gotten that game out there so much to different people that it was a no-brainer. When it went up, I was like, well, time to back that game, you know. So I think that's kind of helped that a lot. And then you mentioned you have Salvation Road, which is going to come out sometime after that. That'll be your next Kickstarter. And then Ramblers would be after that. Is that, that's how I understand it?
Yes. So cool. Once Hostage Negotiator gets wrapped up, I mean, obviously, that's kind of when the real work starts. You know, a lot to do getting files to printer. Well, you know all this because you went through that with Washout. But so a lot of work to still happen. But we'll, you know, and I've already put in a lot of work with MVP board games on Salvation Row, but we'll sort of climb back up on the work truck, I guess, and get moving with that again. So that'll be next. And then, I'm kind of anticipating sometime around the end of the year or early next year is when we'll really start ramping on Ramblers. Not to say that, you know, certainly things will continue to progress. And you and I will, of course, be having in communications to that point. But that's when I'll probably start to shift full focus to Ramblers. So we're looking at that. That's the timetable. It's, you know, a long road that still has a long way to go. But hopefully, you know, we can sort of see the destination and work towards it.
Well, yeah, because I feel like finally signing with you, now I have like this roadmap, right? You know, which is awesome. Kind of feels like when you're trying to just sell a game to someone and you're just, you know, out there pitching it, it's kind of like you're just driving around without a map, right? Just hoping that someone will show up with a roadmap and tell you where to go with it, you know, and tell you where the destination is. So that's awesome.
Yeah. So the good thing is I've made a lot of mistakes at this point, but I've learned from all of them. So, you know, in some sense, you're getting a more, I guess, polished publisher than the rough around the edges guy I was when we first met. So from that perspective, you know, there hopefully shouldn't be as many hiccups as there probably would have been if we did this back then.
I hope, too, that you're getting a better designer than I was when I started, because this was literally the first prototype I made after we started the show. And, you know, so that's, yeah, so it's come a long way. And my, you know, my design skills, I like to think, have come a long way since then. And I know there are certainly ideas that we've thought of to put in this game that we probably would have never thought of 2 years ago. So for that reason, I'm very thankful that it took the road that it took to get here, because obviously we both want the best game possible when we put it out there. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy how that worked out that, you know, that was your first game and the first time and, you know.
Yeah.
Here we are. I mean, eventually got there. So
it did.
Pretty exciting. But yeah, I mean, and you know, I'm publishing you as much as I am the game, right? And I tell all my designers that, and I'll tell anyone who will listen. You know, as a publisher, I feel like I'm publishing people just as much as I am games.
Right.
So, you know, you guys know Cardboard S, and they're like the nicest, most, you know, greatest people you'll ever meet. Michael and Peter Gooses with Salvation Road, they're really impeccable guys, really smart guys, you know, very open and receptive to feedback. So they've been great. And you know, I saw that at Unpub and really excited to be working with them. And then, like you kind of said, you and I have known each other now for 2 years. And, you know, I've known you're a good guy a long time ago, so and a good designer. So, you know, we're going to put something out there that's going to be really, really cool for people.
Awesome. Well, hey guys, you theoretically heard it here first if you listen to the show that Van Ryder Games will be publishing Gunslinging Ramblers sometime next year probably, and yeah, it's going to be really exciting. So, mm-hmm. Thank you, AJ, for signing me and also for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And
anytime you guys want me to come on to update on the progress, I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Yeah, I know the builders out there would love that. So, yeah. Well, thanks again, and hey, we will see you at Gen Con. And
yes, see you guys there.
Thank you, all you listeners out there, for listening to this. Hopefully, we'll see you at Gen Con as well. And good night.
See ya. Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios.
All the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are the property of the Building the Game podcast.